As the Ohio Valley Resource reported in October, the National Chicken Council's proposal would have increased the line speed for some workers in processing plants, where accidents and injuries are already a concern. Since then, the U.S. Department of Agriculture received more than 100,000 public comments on the petition, and this week turned it down. Debbie Berkowitz is a senior fellow with the worker rights group National Employment Law Project and a former senior official with the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration. She says the decision is a win for workers and consumers.
This is a direct rebuke of the poultry industry, whose business model is to sacrifice worker health in order to reap profits.
The poultry industry said the proposal would increase efficiency and modernize systems. In September, the council petitioned the USDA to allow plants that operate under what's known as the new poultry inspection system, a waiver that would remove the current limit of 175 birds per minute. The USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service's acting administrator, Paul Kicker, says the council's proposal is redundant.
FSIS feels that we currently have a procedure in place for waivers, and we would expect to follow that.
So far, only 20 poultry processing plants operate under the optional inspection program, and some evidence indicates those plants have issues with worker and food safety. A recent report by the advocacy group Food and Water Watch found that 30% of plants under the new system failed performance standards for salmonella. And federal data showed that one plant under the new system in Moorefield, West Virginia, had 5 severe injury reports in a 2-year period, more than any other facility in the 3-state region. Kicker says most plants allowed to operate at 175 birds per minute do not.
As a matter of fact, when we just had the 20 plants that were underneath the waiver when we were doing the pilot, the average line speed at that time was 131 birds per minute.
Kicker says FSIS is working to establish criteria that would allow those plants to apply individually for higher line speeds if they can show a history of process control. According to a statement from the National Chicken Council President Mike Brown, although disappointed, the decision did offer opportunity for, quote, a viable path forward for those plants operating under NPIS to petition for higher line speeds. Debbie Berkowitz says she'll be watching that process.
We are hoping that the USDA does this through full notice and comment. I think all of us have just one main concern, and that is protecting consumers and protecting workers.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.